Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If she looks good, can y'all give her a hand, please?
Let's do that one more time. Wait a minute. I'll wait for y'all to find y'all a place in the Bible. I think somebody missed it.
Amen. We thank God for having Apostle Rock with us. I did speak with Pastor Gilmore last night, and he said he wouldn't be able to make it today because he has something planned. He said, but the church will be there. So we just bless the Lord with all those that have come out to help us celebrate our 8th year. Amen. Truly, God has been good. And I did speak with Bishop last evening. He called. He said, tell all the saints he had a marvelous time. Anybody that was here on Friday, you know he preached the word. What's Sister Rose and Sister Catherine? They said he preached. Amen. I told Bishop, I said, some sisters said they heard you on the internet, but they ain't nothing like hearing you in person. How do you do it, man? But we bless the Lord. He preached the word. Amen. Whatever it takes, I will. Whatever it takes was his message, I will. Amen. But he was honored and blessed. Amen. God has been so good. We thank God for the praise and worship that we had on last evening. We just thank God for all that he's done. Now, did we overlook any churches? Is anyone here from another church that we overlook? Because I don't want anyone to be left out. We are what you call a church that's inclusive. Can we say inclusive?
Inclusive.
All right, that's half of y'all. Yeah, that's how we are so shy in the church in the presence of God.
Can we say inclusive?
Hallelujah. I don't know what you may have experienced before you came, and I don't know what you may be going through now, but when you're in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says in his presence is the fullness of joy. You shouldn't be broken. You shouldn't be downtrodden. You shouldn't be down in the valley. Amen. Because in his presence is the
Thus shall he speak unto
God, to my Lord Esau, thy servant Jacob, saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until, don't say that, we know what he's saying. He said, I say to God, I said, it's time to move. A lot of times we get restless. But how many know God's timing is perfect? So when you move in God's timing, even when things mess up, you're all right. I'm going to go ahead to y'all. I'm going to say, until now, and I have offices and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was, hallelujah, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds, and the camels into two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two men. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and fight me, and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered. Let us pray. Lord, we bless you today. Lord, we thank you for being in thy house, Lord. Lord, we thank you for sitting in your presence. Lord, we thank you for the anointing. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless. Lord, we ask you to free captive minds at this moment. Lord, we ask you to touch troubled hearts. Lord, we ask you to send your word to heal. Lord, send a word to deliver and send a word to set free. For your word declares that he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, free us. Lord, whatever my hand was bound, free us. Lord, whatever may be troubling us, free us. And Lord, your word declares that he sent his word and he healed and delivered. Give us a ear to hear what the Spirit will say unto the church. Now, can the church say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. This, in the 31st chapter of Genesis, the Lord comes to Jacob and he tells him, you've been in another land long enough. He said, it's time for you to go back home. Where was home? Home is where God was at. Amen. We, those of us that know the story, know that Jacob stole his brother Esau's birthright, and his brother was upset. So Jacob had to flee. And Jacob fled from the face of his brother Esau, and he went to Syria, and he was with his father-in-law, who became his father-in-law Laban. And he was there, and if you read about it in the 31st chapter, Jacob says that Laban changed his wages 10 times. Really, it was more than 10, but that's just a number, meaning he did it so many times that he couldn't even keep count. The first time, he was supposed to work 7 years for his wife, Rachel. Then he did all that laboring after 7 years. You know, back then, You didn't know what your wife looked like until after you had taken the vows. Amen. So she had on a veil, and to his amazement, after he had committed himself, marriage is a commitment. So after he committed himself, when the veil came off, what was he shocked? Because instead of being Rachel, it was Leah. And he said, well, what did you do, Laban? We made an agreement. But now he had already made a vow. Yes. Right? So when you take a vow, even though it ain't what you thought it was going to be, you cannot. You know, today we're dealing with principles of the word. Right? There's a whole lot, and we're going to get to something a little later in the principle of the word. So the principle is, if you open your mouth to the Lord, you cannot. You read about that in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, for those that take it on. But once you open your mouth to the Lord, you cannot. You can't take it back. So he worked and he had Leah. So Laban said, well, if you work another 7 years, then you can have Rachel. And he did that, and while he was there, God blessed, and he had men's servants, as we read, maid servants, and all kind of flock. But he got comfortable where he was at. But how do you know when you get comfortable where you're at, and that's not where God wants you, that God will move you? Amen?
Y'all listen to what I said. I ain't moving nowhere.
You're moving in time. If God is trying to move, you will move. So he tells Jacob in the 31st chapter, he said, now it's time for you to go back to the land of your fathers. Right there you're dwelling in a strange land. But he said it's time to go back to the land of your fathers, which is your nativity, which is where God was. Look at somebody and say, don't you want to go where God's at?
All right, listen, I know y'all might not know the person next to you.
But just you don't have to know them to ask, don't you want to know go where God's at? You want to go where God's at, not where somebody else is. Because if you go where God's at, you know everything's going to be all right. So he was in a strange land trying to serve God. I wonder today if are any of us in a strange land. A strange land is representation of being in a place that God has permitted you to be at, but he's told you it's time to move on. And some of us say too long, but God said it's time to move on. It reminds me of the time when the children of Judah was in Babylon. Amen. And it was something about, you know, how many know something about a gospel song? It's something about singing when you're not singing to be seen and be cute, be pretty. My hamstring, yes, men don't seem to be pretty. It's something when you sing and you get a hold of God. So when the Babylonians took Judah to Babylon, the scripture says when they observed them singing, they said there's something different about your praise. They saw the way they worship. They said there's something different about your worship. They said sing us one of the Lord's songs. Anybody want to just hear a word from God? God, sing us one of the Lord's songs. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's song when we're in a strange land? You can't be happy. We're in a... Look at somebody say, you ain't going to be happy in a strange land. You can't force God. You can't make God do it. Amen. Because when you're in a strange
If you want to get to God, you got to come to where God is at. So we say, Jacob, you've been in Syria long enough. And if you read enough about Syria, Syria was one of Israel's and Judah's chief enemies. Right? So we say, you've been in the land of the enemy. How do you know that when we're not in God like we ought to be in church, or when we're out in the world, how do you know we're in the world in the land of the enemy? Well, who's the enemy? The devil?
Right, we gotta always have a group. Jesus said, enter into your court.
closet. Ain't a whole lot of people can get into a closet. That means you need to be alone. James got the greatest, John had the greatest revelation when he was
alone.
Amen. It's something about being alone with God. You don't have no distractions. You don't have no people.
Sometimes you gotta turn off the cell phone, put it on silent, and go on ain't good enough.
Because even when it's on silent, you can hear when a text comes through. You can hear when an email comes through. We're talking about getting alone with God. So I can communicate to God, and God can communicate back to me. So it says, when Jacob was left alone, there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with the man. And he said unto him, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let me go until you give blessed. So the scripture says he met wrestling with who?
A man. Did the scripture say that? Well, y'all talk to me a little bit.
Don't be disturbed to me a little more. So he needs to rest. He's wrestling with who?
A man.
But let's find out who the man is. Then we will learn the principle of what God is trying to teach us when we get a hold of God. The problem is a lot. Let him go. Amen. So he said unto him, he killed him on the sea. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And every prince, thou hast power, not outside of God, but power where? With God. Right? Where does he get his power? As he's resting. Amen. No wonder the song said, his apostles
didn't give us the message. I'm going to give it to you then.
The title of my message is that prayer will fix it every time. Not some of the time, but prayer will fix it every time. Now the principle is this. Jacob had a hold of God in prayer. Amen. And God could not break free as long as Jacob had a hold of him. Our problem is a lot of times we want God to grab a hold of us, but we don't want to grab a hold of him.
He said, what is your name?
He said, my name is Jacob. Well, what does Jacob mean? Jacob means you are a deceiver. It means you are a supplanter. It means you're coming up holding on to something else. Because when he came out, he was holding on to his brother Esau here. The problem is, he said, wait a minute. I can't help you as long as you're holding on to something else. God said, I can't help you as long as you're living in deception. Come unto me, all you
question is this. If you don't have no rest, you with me?
I said we're teaching a principle about prayer. If you don't have no rest, if you don't have no peace, hallelujah, if you're afraid to walk out of your house, you're afraid to make a move, who have you been going to? You can't blame your situation on anyone because God has given us a divine principle. He says, come unto me. Some of you, a few of you. So in your indecisiveness, who have you been? Some people are just so miserable. Thank God, I'm not talking about none of y'all. This is for the other people. We all can relax, ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the internet people. Then when I get to the internet, I gotta edit this out. Because I do put it on the internet, right? Some of us don't have no peace, don't have no joy, haven't smiled, can't have no friendship, can't be kind, can't be loving. But God says, if you come to me, I give you rest. If you don't have no rest, who have you been talking to? If you don't have no rest,
I can't preach and teach, but I got to walk this, right? You got to get this down. Because a lot of us are stuck in a spiritual quandary called confusion. Because we've been taking our problems everywhere but to God. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, he said, I will give you rest. He said, take mine. Go to 29. Take mine. He said, you know what, in my yoke, you got to learn. You got to learn of me. Remember Jesus in Luke, the 27th chapter, around the 47th verse or so, the Bible says when he knew that his hour was come, that he prayed till his sweat turned into great drops of, he said, now you got to learn of. Well, what are you learning? How to pray. So I've been coming to God. Now, listen, I know all of us, but how are you going to now lay me down so I pray the Lord, so the key. If I die, follow me. I pray the Lord. Tell me how you got to come to me. I said that when I was a child. So a lot of us are still coming with a child's prayer. But we got an adult problem. Jesus said, learn of me. Well, why am I going to learn of you? He said, because I am at heart. You can't come to God all proud. I'm Pastor Schultz. I'm evangelist, a missionary, this. You know, slow and meek. There's the right way to present. We're learning of who? Jesus. He said, come to me, and I'll tell you how you got to come. Because if you come the right way, prayer will fix it every time. Does anybody get it? Is anybody get it? If you give the key, let's give God a big one. Now, how are you going to come to God? Low and in your mind. Right? How? Because man looks at me, but God says, you got me. But I'm reading your meek and lowly in heart. Some of our hearts are so far from God. Then we pray and we ask, God, why didn't you answer me? You got to come with the right heart. We're talking about getting, somebody say, you got to get a prayer through. And those nickel and nine prayers ain't good. I got this problem, so I'm going to spend, let's do this really quick. Y'all say, listen, I came for church, I'm ready to go on. I'm on my
how much time, let's just say one day. Think of how much time you spend speaking to everybody else.
Then how much time do you spend speaking with
the one that has all? We like to talk to people that have a little bit of power. But how about somebody that has all power in heaven and in earth? Somebody said something about the name of Jesus. So that's why Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll. Well, how do you ask in prayer? He said, I'll do it. Well, why? This is so much about the name of Jesus. Yes, the Father is good. Yes, the Son is good. Yes, the Holy Ghost. But that didn't tell him he told you to ask. He said, ask in my name. He said, if I will. Wait a minute. But one time he said, I'll do it the next time the Father will. It's tricky to be honest, but I ain't got time to go for it. So sometimes he asks, he says, I'll do it. Then he says, the Father do it. Then in that same 11th chapter, if you go up a little further, he said, those that God has given to me, nobody's able to pluck them out of my hand.
Alright.
Then he dropped down and said, those that the Father has, nobody's able to pluck them out of his hand. What is he trying to say? John 10:30 said, I am my Father. 11:30 said, I am my Father. That's why you got to do it in his name. Because when you do it in his name, you're doing it in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says something about the name. Listen, they're not going to bow at the name of the Father. They're not going to bow at the name of the Son. They're not going to bow at the name of the Holy Ghost. But the scripture says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Verse 6, we know all that Jesus.
He said, listen, everything's going to bow, things in heaven,
and
things in earth, and things
under.
That's what the Lord said. That's everything that fills all space. God is omnipresent and he fills
all space. Go back to 11, let me finish here. 11, verse 30. This is what Jesus says. Because he knows prayer will fix it. But you gotta come to God the right way. A lot of times we approach God with so much doubt. We approach God. Listen, let me explain something to you. If you're gonna ask God something and say, I don't think you can do it, then don't ask. Because you gotta ask in faith. If you want God to do something for you, say, Lord, I'm not gonna let you go till you do it. Then we get all of God, even when people tell you, God won't do that, say, no, I got a hold of God. You cannot talk me out of my blessing. He said, the reason I want you to learn about me is because my yoke. God said, when you learn to do it my way, even though it's heavy, he said, I'll make it. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Prayer will fix it.
But we don't come because we hunger as elders and ministers and all the workers come for. We don't come because we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We come because we want to do the things that are pleasing to ourselves. It's so important today to
way God can help you is if you come the right way, help him.